I'm on the air. Oh, I'm scared. I'm not ready for space.
Well, as you guys can hear, we got those damn kids back right here on the podcast.
All
recognize Maddie, but we got the boys.
The boys.
How's you guys doing?
We got the boys.
We're doing fantastic out here having a cigarette. You know, cutting out work just to be on the podcast. Fuck it. Punk rock.
Jesus Christ. So, in case you guys aren't aware, because you've been living under a rock or something, we got those damn kids today. Well, most of them. EJ might be popping in later, but we got Maticus, we got Sky, and we got Alex. Fucking
hello, three-quarters all beautiful people.
3/4 of a great punk rock band that, if you haven't listened to, what are you doing with your life?
Out from under that rock.
You're not having to start talking.
Leave the stardom to us, all right? Get out. Go find your music. Spotify. Those damn kids. Right now. Or after the podcast, preferably. Do that.
Or during it. Fuck it. Swipe up.
Oh, shit. In the middle? So, how are you boys doing?
Cruising, survive. Grooving, making moves, and making tunes.
Oh, shit. I think EJ just popped in.
It says EK, but I'm pretty sure it's the same thing.
So we got all of those damn kids here. It's just one of them's not showing his face.
Yep. You know, basis. You know how they are.
I gotta show the pretty mug.
As we know, it's been a fucking crazy past year, guys. So, now that we have a full band here, tell me, what's it been like for you guys?
I banged a lot of hookers and a lot of cocaine. Just kidding.
We do all the drugs, okay? So that you don't have to. My address is 4140 West West Archway. Send me your drugs. All of them. It's creative fuel, you know? Eli, he just does hookers for whatever reason.
Also, I do want to take the quick second to say it is nice to see you again, Dub Dub. It's been a fat minute.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Big minute. I'm glad to be on the show.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to have you guys on.
Absolutely.
I think just like every other band, we're just trying to keep the same, you know, trying to put out some bangers as well as keep sanity and see friends as well as stay safe, you know. It's a definite weird push, but I don't think it's really taken the edge off of those damn kids as much as it's given us enough time to fucking build up some big things that we can't really talk about yet, but, you know, it's out there. So I think that's one thing that the pandemic definitely did, so.
Well, there's one thing about those damn kids is we're like a scene kid from your high school who is a sophomore, you know, full of edge, you know? You can't take that away. We are unstoppable.
Oh, man. Well, I know I've been able to talk to Maddie when on the podcast before about it, but I wanted to talk to you guys. You're single, Daddy's Girl. It's a banger. The musicianship is great, and as I told Maddie, his vocals were killer, but I want to just ask, what was your guys's for you, like, in each of your parts? When respective instruments, what was like the best part of making that song and the most challenging?
Because for me, it was being in the apartment with Eli. It was 2 a.m. I was drunk off my ass. He was high as fuck. And he just came up with this riff and we just rolled with it. Come around Maddie with the vocals and it just took off from there, you know?
Fuck yeah.
For me, since I joined the band way after they started it and I had to come in kind of learn some of the parts for it, and I was like, do this whole new stuff, and I gotta add this corn rhythm that I came up with a few years ago. But the part that I actually really enjoy about it is I used to have a lot more double bass in the song, and then the guy that was recording us was like, don't do that, just add power. And then once I did that, it all just felt so much bigger and fell in love with the song.
Absolutely. Fuck the whole song's got a vibe about it. Mm-hmm. I love it.
What about you, Eli?
For me, it was honestly like with it being said and done, and like in the first process of it when me and Sky were in the apartment. But the biggest thing for me was when all four of us just met together at the studio, 9 a.m. early in the morning, just ready to go and ready to record, and just that whole process was just awesome. And
absolutely
practically,
yeah, it was like Hogwarts when we got to that studio, because you know what, magic was made.
Yeah, I can honestly say that it was practically almost a one take, one and done.
It was practically,
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's funny because when we first went and worked with Jimmy, there's this little inside story joke that all of us had, because when it was just me and Skylar, you know, we came in very, very hot and ready, and we were just ready to put out noise and shit. And he kind of takes a step back, goes, "Okay, I see what you guys are doing, but you need to realize that when you come in here, it's sessions. You're not Rage Against the Machine." And all of us, me and Sky at least, especially Eli, we all kind of like, "Are you testing us right now?" You know, and so come back and doing Daddy's Girl with Alex, and it really shows having that tight niche of a group. Really helps with it too, because once we came back, it really was a one take wonder. It was really not like a one take wonder, but a one take sesh. It was like, it's nice knowing to go in there where everything's set up and in place, and you don't have to be like, "Well, I need this or I need that." It's like they do it on whim, you know. That's one thing that I've always been fortunate with the boys, is I'll make a face, or I'll be like, "Yeah, we can add some of this or do a little bit of that." And It's almost like, you know, it's like in sports. You got sports and you got to have that special critique. And I think music is a huge one that a lot of people don't see, that if you don't have that close connection and those tight niches, it's just not going to work the way that Daddy's Girl did when we went in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Whereas nice. The coach will come up with plays and shit, we come up with riffs and it all just comes together, you know. And we got Eli running the bass. Here I am receiving the energy from that, playing guitar over that, and then just Alex comes in. And it's complete.
Hell yeah! And also, speaking about Alex, you did mention that you are one of the newest members of the band, and I just wanted to ask you, like, for you coming into this band that you already know had like a little bit of like established. And you were just trying to meld in with them. Did you find any like hurdles while you're trying to do that, or difficulties? Or did you feel like it was just a nice like folding in?
To me, it was a nice fit. I was already playing with a band for a while. When I moved to Spokane 2 years ago, and that was just helping me get out of my shell, because I used to be a very very nervous, like, "Oh, I don't know if I can quite play in front of people. Like, what are they going to think?" And talking with Maddie a little bit before showing up to the first practice and going in, like, "All right, here's kind of how it goes. But, you know, you do what you got to, you do what you can do, and you try to do it." And to me, that was just like a huge relief off my shoulders and just got me out of my head. And I went, "Okay, what do you guys got? I've listened to you a little bit, but I want to know what we can all do together." Nice. And then, like Sky said, it's helped, and we can probably write 3 or 4 songs a night if we truly wanted to.
Oh, shit, yeah, bro. I think an example.
We could write an album.
Easy.
This.
Easy
though. Yeah, I thought it was funny when we got the, you know, Hush Hush package, and he was like, "Can you do a 2-hour set?" I thought he was shooting like 4 hours or some shit, and I just laughed. I was like, oh easy.
Well, we're gonna take a break from the conversation real quick. Because one of the main things about this episode is you guys get to be a part of the announcing of the winner of the giveaway for our Music for Mental Health contest.
Hashtag blessed. We get to be a part of this.
Hell yeah.
I don't know whatever the winner is. We don't even know, but you deserve it.
Hell yeah. Well, we did it. We took all the entries. I put my put it into the handy dandy little wheel of mystery online, spun it, and our boy Hank Ronan won a $25 Amazon gift card and one ticket to the Music for Mental Health concert giveaway. Music's metaphor is going to be emailing you, dude, so just be expecting that.
Way to you go, guys,
Hank. Congratulations. Bro, I didn't really hear your name, but the last part was pretty sick. So that's pretty. I enjoy that. You keep doing you, boo.
Don't spend that whole $25 in one place. All right.
Get
do it. Hey, you're a person.
Hey, let me get $5. I'm kidding.
Hey, can I borrow $10? You know I'm good. Support your podcasters and local music artists.
We'll split it by five, bro.
So now, transferring out of that awesomeness, let's transfer into more awesomeness. And with you guys, do you guys have any plans coming up for going into the studio, getting any new album work or just singles dropped and recorded and put out?
No, we're supposed to be hush-hush about it, but I'm a Leo, and I don't shut up. So we definitely got a record calling Beautiful Chaos coming at you here soon. So, and also...
No, Skye, don't! You're going to detonate the bomb!
I don't care!
Skylar!
If the bomb detonates, then guess what? We blow up, and that's the goal! That's the goal!
Yep.
We just blow up!
Working with a new producer... Dude, and we're excited. We can't wait. Some new demos coming, some merch in the order. Yeah, Those Damn Kids is back. We're strong. We're better than ever. And whoa, we got like a team now? What?
Holy shit.
Yeah, bro. You're
looking. I can't handle this awesomeness
right now. When it comes to being hush hush, we're keeping the grind going, you know. We wouldn't be able to do it without you guys who are tuning in and listening, and Nub Nub and Orion, it's so hard to get used to that, but I'm working on it. But Ian has been a very great supporter of the Rock and Talk podcast, and being our newest member of the family. I'm not going to give away too much details on exactly what he does, so y'all don't go fucking get pissed off at him when plans to fall through. But,
oh man.
But yeah, we're here, and we're ready for some beer, bro. We're ready.
Hey, cheers.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And do you guys, I want to go through each and every one of you, because I know when it comes to a band, everyone has their own things they want to say to their fans. But when it comes to the time until you guys come back out on tour, and when you guys start playing shows again, what do you want to say to your fans for that time before and during?
Well, I would like to say thanks. You're cool. Cooler than I certainly am. And you're not even ready for what we have to bring to the table. And if you are, then like props to you, man, because I wasn't even ready. So just be ready to get your face.
Yeah, if you are, see your beep at the beginning, and we salute you, dog.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Jay down there dancing.
Just be ready.
All right. Well, as Maddie knows,
it'd be awesome.
Sorry about that, Alex. Go ahead. What are you saying?
I was just saying, just be ready for, because what we're about to pull out of our asses is going to be awesome.
I would like to just say that we're you. You know, we were fortunate enough to stand in the crowd and watch our favorite bands. And I'm just saying, don't ever fucking let anybody tell you you can't, because, you know, those soul words are what made us do. And if you change who you are, then what the fuck are you doing? You know, well, what are you doing it for?
That's the whole message, really.
You, because we were lucky.
Do what you want to do. Don't take no for a fucking answer, you know? If you like to go out and pet turtles, go pet turtles, you know? Don't let the man tell you otherwise.
Basically,
and don't let
turtles be your slime. own a turkey farm, motherfucker.
Are telling you is can I still get that $5?
Anyway,
take tacos.
Yes, dude, tacos always extra cheese.
Bro, extra meat.
you get the meat anyway. Anyway,
I'll eat the taco shell. Y'all can have the extra meat and cheese. Fuck that.
I'll show you. Taco Bell.
Oh God!
Taco Bell. Oh, Taco Hell.
Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. Alrighty. So, as Maticus knows, at this time of the podcast, when we're nearing towards the end, I usually ask about the top five most influential albums to you. So, I don't know if you guys want to go through one by one and then as a band, or if just one by one. Well, go for it.
I guess as a band, I don't know.
I'm trying to pick.
The biggest record for Maddie and I was Good News for People Who Love Bad News by Modest Mouse. Such a fantastic, diverse record. I mean, of course, Float On's on it, but we don't care about Float On. We care about Ocean Breeze Salty. That solidified our friendship, actually.
For the record, we semi-care about Float On, but it's just not as
okay,
popular.
Okay, if I'm like six shots deep and Float On comes on, guaranteed I'm taking my shirt off.
I'm not going to not change it.
Eli?
Mine will probably... Oh, shit. Everybody's staring now.
Touch fucking karate chop.
I'm staring. You're on the spot.
Do it. Right here.
All right. Where were we?
I'll go next.
Go for it, Alex.
I don't have albums. I just have bands.
Okay.
So I don't just listen to like one album from a band. It's the entire band. Most of my influences were The Doors, Mötley Crüe, My Chemical Romance, because it's My Chemical Romance, yeah. Linkin Park, and then Korn.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Those are good ones, man.
Linkin Park was a big one for me, too, growing up. I mean, that was the record that made me go out and be like, I want to do this. I want to do what they're doing and be on stage and be the Chester almost, you know? Create music that people not only vibe to, but can lose their shit to. Whatever. However they need to feel.
Yep.
They're right.
They're with your hipster ass.
Jesus
Get
Christ.
Off the stage!
I'll pass it over to Eli if he has his five.
So I'll kind of just follow up with Alex and just go by bands, because I just don't listen to one album specifically. So first one is going to be Foremost, Rest in Peace, Mitch Lucker, Suicide Silence. Is where I get a lot of my influence from. I get a lot of influence from Chelsea Grin, Killswitch Engage, definitely Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, and last one would definitely be, I'd have to say Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking Benjamin.
Nice. GG. Well, awesome. Anyway,
the horizon came up.
Oh man. Oh fucking so yeah guys. Well, we're reaching the end of the podcast here. These are my friends and your friends and those damn kids. You need to keep them ready to go. They're ready to go back out on tour. You gotta support these boys. We gotta once again tell Hank Ronan, congratulations, fuck tights, you won. You're getting that gift card and ticket. You're going to be getting an email sometime soon. Anyone else who wants to go to the Music for Mental Health concert, I have a special link in the description right now and also a promo code that you can use if you don't want to click the link. It'll basically take that $10 ticket and turn it into a $1 ticket, and you just follow that link below or enter the promo code RTP1.
A dollar for mental health. What are you doing? Use the promo code. Support the artists.
No shit. And then, like, yeah, fucking check out the links below for those damn kids, too. There's merch now and a website and stuff. Shit, support these boys are professional.
Support the people.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to say goodbye. If you guys want to say anything else to your friends, say it now.
Don't do drugs. Leave that to us.
Just have fun.
Y'all take care. Stay safe. Stay 6 feet away from each other. And drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Say we'll perhaps to time. Drugs. This has been Rock Talk Podcast. Those have been those damn kids. Suck on my teeth, bitches.
It's been amazing.